This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
This episode of 20th Century Boy is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Head to manscaped.com and enter the code RADIOMIKE for 20% off your next purchase with free worldwide shipping. That's code RADIOMIKE with no spaces at manscaped.com for 20% off your next order. 20th Century Boy! Show your move! Good news, everyone!
Welcome to 20th Century Boy, the podcast. Do chick boo. My name is Radio Bike. This is the inside of my mind. Every week, as you know, on this podcast, we start with a new nickname that I've come up with for myself. Generally follows the RM because my name is actually Radio Mike. So it generally follows the RM theme. This week, on the contrary, just decided to go with the EO theme. So like Radio Mike, Radio Bike, because I guess bike rhymes with Mike, as you're probably very aware. And thought that was a classic because I actually was riding my bike before recording this podcast and I was like, Radio Bike, how have I not thought of bloody that one before? And here I am. Doing it on the podcast. Absolutely crazy. Thank you for joining the podcast. Thank you for jumping on board. My name is Radio Mikey, young writer and producer from here in Melbourne, Australia. Trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life. Sometimes it's easier than other times. Bit of a stressful week for me, or a stressful weekend at least, but I am doing okay. Lots of busy things happening in life in general, but talk a little bit more about that later. You may have noticed, if you're a regular listener, we have taken on a sponsor. I'll obviously do a proper sponsor thing, but I just wanted to say, if you do hear a sponsor on this podcast, currently it's Manscaped. Use code RADIOMIKE with no spaces at the checkout for 20% off and free shipping. If you do hear a sponsor on the show, support the sponsors because they support the show. And there are many ways you can support the show, but I would really appreciate it if you jump onto manscaped.com and pick something up. That's a great way to support the show. And there may be sponsors in the future, and I would love for you to support them. Of course, we're not here to talk all about sponsors. We're also here to talk about the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike, another way you can support the show. Jump on board the Patreon for bonus podcasts every week. We're a bit behind, but me and Pat talk today. We're going to be dropping two bonus podcasts this week to make up for the weeks that we've missed, so keep that in mind. Got a brand new Patreon subscriber as well, Radio Kyle. Welcome to the radio family, Radio Kyle. And huge $20 tier. You can give as little as a dollar a month, but the tiers do go up. Anything over $4.50 a month, you get a free sticker pack. Let me know if you haven't received your sticker pack yet, because if you haven't received your free sticker pack, something's gone wrong and I'll send you another one. Great message from Kyle, $20 a month. Thank you so much. Hey, Radio Mike. It's Radio Kyle G. Have been meaning to reach out for a while, but wanted to catch up until I had caught up on all things Radio Mike Productions. First heard you on Hamish and Andy and thought your segments were great. Thanks, not everyone does. Not everyone does, I can tell you that much. There's a lot of hate mail. Then I found out that you had your own podcast and thought that was awesome. Plenty of LPMs, which as we know is laughs per minute. Plenty of laughs per minute every week, especially Mike Check, Harry Potter and the Boys, and the Dave and Mike Show, absolute classic segment. The segments are great, but one of the reasons I, and I'm sure so many others in the radio family, the collective group of listeners of this show, like your podcast is because you're so relatable, man. Totally agree. I am relatable. When you talk about growing up, your stresses, anxiety, and mental health, I can relate so much. COVID and lockdown has been beep for everyone. You're allowed to swear on this podcast, but he has specifically used asterisks instead of any letters. So I'm just going to assume he means beep for everyone. But you've helped us all get through it, and hopefully we can help repay the favor by subscribing and getting involved. Get involved in the show. He says he's signed up for Patreon. You're genuinely one of the good guys, Mike. Keep up the good work. Get fucked. Apologies for the long message.
I'll probably be hitting you up for game and movie recommendations, so this isn't a one-way street. Looking forward to this week's episode. Huge thanks, Kyle. You too can send a nice message and jump on the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. Tip jar, $1 a month, goes up from there. Or a one-off donation, paypal.me/itsradiomike. I did get a $20 donation on the PayPal as well last week. I don't have your details in front of me because I got the new iPhone 13 and I don't have any of my texts, but I will plug you on next week's episode. Thank you to that person who donated as well. $1 a month is $12 a year, which I always say is 3 coffees a year. So if you would go out and grab coffee with me 3 times a year and pay, then just donate the $12 if you think it's worth $1 a month, all the stuff I do. It really does. I'm not just asking for money because I want to scam you out of your hard-earned money to become a millionaire. It's mainly just, if you like the show, any money genuinely does help keep the lights on. Currently, the show runs at a loss, but if we could even break even off all of my stuff, that'd be amazing. So yeah, consider donating. And of course, radiomike.com.au/merch. Get yourself a shirt. There is a discount in the Discord right now for 15% off your next purchase on the Radio Mike store. Do what Radio Shana did, and welcome to the Radio Family, Radio Shana. Get yourself a t-shirt to have great interactions with people such as this.
Hi, Radio Mike and Radio Family. It's Radio Shana here. Long-time listener, every now and then contributor. I just wanted to unpack a few things with the merch drop. I absolutely love the haunted house shirts. I live in an area where haunted house is a business, so every time I wear it out, I get asked if I work there. These days, I start to say yes and just go along with it. Nobody actually sees the difference in spelling of haunted / haunted. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. And yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, loving your work still, and God bless. Fuck you, and love you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Radio Shana. That's funny. I didn't know there was a business called Haunted House. Of course, long-time listeners will remember that I cannot pronounce the word haunted, meaning a place that is like haunted by ghosts, that kind of thing. I say it as haunted. Apparently it's not that. So you can buy your own haunted house shirt at radiomike.com.au/merch, as well as a Grilled Mic'd shirt, official collaboration merch between myself and Grilled, or a Lovable Nerd shirt as well, which is a really cool design. Go and pick one up, jump in the Discord. And as well as that, there's also a Facebook group for this podcast, facebook.com/groups/20thCenturyBoy. Great message came in on there from Radio Daniel. And Radio Daniel, welcome to the Radio Family. He said, I've just discovered this podcast. Like all good stories, I've started at the beginning and I honestly have to say I'm hooked. Can't understand how the Radio Family is less than 300 members after almost 3 years. That's the Facebook group has less than 300 people. But the Facebook group has been kind of dead for a while. We're just bringing it back up. So jump in. There you go. I'll put a discount code in the Facebook group for Radio Mike merch this week. I commit to recommending the podcast to anyone who I consider my friend. Radio Mike, you're welcome to the extra 2 or 3 listeners. Love that. Absolutely love that. And another one from Radio CJ, all the way in Nashville, Nashville in Tennessee over in the USA. Very cool to hear from you. Keep up the good work with the podcast. I'm an Aussie living in Nashville and it's always refreshing each week. I'll get the 3 coffees your way this week. Moved here during the pandemic about a year ago with the family. Nothing super exciting. I work for a big multinational in the pet care side and moved from the Australian team to the US team. Good to see Melbourne is out of lockdown. I still do my 360 here, but never see you. Do your 360 on the spot, because if you happen to see me, you've won the podcast. We're the world's only winnable podcast. And, you know, if Radio CJ is doing it all the way from the USA, knowing he has no chance of winning, you've got to do it too. So do your 360 right now. But yeah, I'm really grateful. We're nearly at 50 Patreons and I will do something very special on the 50th Patreon. Suggest what I should do for the 50th. The 50th Patreon gets to choose something that I have to do, but it can't be eating my own shoe or uploading a picture of my penis to the Patreon. I'm not going to do that. So just putting out some rules there. Can't be eating my shoe or any article of clothing that I have. Hey, we usually start the podcast with
a trivia question of the week. You guys send in your answers on the podcast hotline, 1-800-438-353. Haven't heard that for a while.
If you've got a contribution to the podcast, there's only one number you see. You're 1-800-438-353.
That was me just trying to harmonize with it. Not very successfully, but anyway, call in. Last week's trivia question was, which politician campaigned, famously campaigned rather, with the phrase, "Yes, we can"? Had a few people write in. Radio Cody, he sent a message into 1-800-438-353. Radio Cody?
Hey, Mike, it's Radio Cody. I believe the answer to your trivia question is Bob the Builder. Cheers, get fucked, love you.
And a few people did call in with the exact same joke, which I didn't understand, and then I remembered that the theme song to Bob the Builder is Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can. Which I guess the politician may have stolen from it, but it was actually Radio Nick 2 weeks in a row who got the correct answer. Radio Nick?
Hey, Radio Mike, Radio Nick here again. Answered it correct last week. Didn't get on the show. Hoping this week. The answer to your trivia question is Obama, big US Obama. Anyway, love you. Get fucked. Bye.
That is correct. It was Barack Obama who campaigned with the phrase, "Yes, we can." I think it was the 2008 American election. Here's a little sample of it.
Yes, we can heal this nation. Yes, we can repair this world. Yes, we can.
Iconic moment in American politics. I remember watching that on TV when I was like 14. Huge moment. This week's trivia question, a little bit harder. I don't know if many people are going to get this, but sometimes we got to make them hard. So take a listen, call in, best answer wins. Even if you don't know the answer, call in with your best possible guess because you win by default if no one gets it right and you're the best. Here's the question. Which iconic sitcom character am I quoting? So I'm going to read the quote now. You should have seen her face. It was the exact same look my father gave me when I told him I wanted to be a ventriloquist. Which iconic character said, "You should have seen her face. It was the exact same look my father gave me when I told him I wanted to be a ventriloquist." Send in your answers, 1-800-438-353. Guys, one thing that we do have to do, which is something that until last week we thought we were never going to do on the podcast again. Long-time listeners will know that this is a tumultuous segment. Short-time listeners will not know that at all. So welcome to the podcast. If you want to understand all the in-jokes, go back. Start of season three is a good place to start, I think. I think the start of season three is a great place to start. If you're new to the podcast and this is the first episode, you don't get anything, go to the start of season three. I reckon you'll start figuring stuff out, all right? Let's do this.
Radio Mike's Rhyme Crime.
One of the oldest segments on the show, Radio Mike's Rhyme Crime. I'm not going to explain the backstory of the whole segment again. I did that last week, so at least listen to last week's episode. I think there's actually somewhere on the feed, there's a compilation episode of all the Rhyme Crime saga somewhere earlier this year. So go and check that out. We had a rhyme crime that was brought to the table by Radio Mitch. Welcome to the radio family, Radio Mitch. Blink 182, one of my favorite bands. Jump in the Discord. There's a Blink 182 Lovers Association in there, so you can chat about Blink 182. I do a little thing in there called Blink or Stink. So I name a song by Blink, and we have to decide if it's a Blink or a Stink. Stink being bad, Blink obviously being good. The song is Man Overboard. There are two rhyme crimes in one stanza. Sorry, two alleged rhyme crimes in one stanza. Here it is.
I remember shots without a chaser. As in my thoughts, now you're a stranger. Cover up the scars. Put on your gay face. Left you in the bar. To try and save face.
Okay, so couple rhymes there. Game face and save face. Is that a rhyme crime? And also, shots without a chaser. Now you're a stranger. Chaser and stranger. Rhyme crime or not? Had a few inputs here. And what I will say is all this really did was make me listen to the song Man Overboard by Blink-182 on repeat, because it's such a good song. So all this week I've been listening to it on repeat. Great song. Send in clips of you singing the song Man Overboard by Blink-182 if you know it. Radio Scooter chimed in. He said it's not a rhyme crime. Even though it sort of is, they are using the syllables and beat as the rhyme and not solely the words. So game face and save face work, in my opinion, and defo the rhyme before is right. But of course, it's not really up to the people when it comes to rhyme crime. We all know that there is one listener of the show who, since the inception of this show, has been an adamant hater of the segment and an adamant corrector of wrongfully accused rhyme crimes. That person is Rhyme Cop Brody. Welcome to the radio family. He's in the Discord, but he's also very quiet. He doesn't talk much at all in the Discord until there's a rhyme crime. Then, suddenly, Rhyme Cop Brody comes out of the folds. But that's probably because Rhyme Cop Brody is busy all day listening to every song in the world, because that's what I imagine Rhyme Cop Brody does, which is a horrible job, but someone does have to do it, is he sits down all day listening to every new song and ticking or crossing whether there's a rhyme crime or not, and then reporting them to the rhyme jurisdiction. So that's probably why he's quiet. He says the timing... What does he say? He says the timing and way the song is sung is all very deliberate. Bits that were meant to be rhyme rhymed, so it is not a rhyme crime. For the rhyme crime Chaser and Stranger, that is a minor rhyme crime as they sound similar, but still a rhyme crime nonetheless. Oh, wow. So he's saying it is a rhyme crime, but just a minor one. So you're not banning someone from making new songs for like 15 years. Maybe it's like a one-year ban, perhaps. Game face and save face is not a rhyme crime, as it could be seen as either repetition or the rhyming of save face and game face, and not just the word face. Hopefully, that clears it up. So, what we are deciding is that this rhyme... That grab ends when it gets to the really good part of the song, which sucks. So what we've decided is that, yeah, Stranger and Chaser is a rhyme crime, but a minor rhyme crime. The others are not rhyme crimes. So we're going to let Blink-182 off with a warning. Remember, they did have this rhyme crime.
She's a girl dressed in black from another world. Lives and breathes like a girl from another world.
Definitely a rhyme crime. Anyway, I'm probably going to put Rhyme Crime to sleep again unless there's a really good one. Only submit Rhyme Crimes if you have a really, really good one. Because, you know, we've brought this segment back. We're diplomatic about it. We've been okay. But in the past, whenever we've done this segment, it's been incredibly problematic for everyone involved. So at the moment, we're resting Rhyme Crime. If you hear a really good one, post it and I'll decide if I want to bring it to the show. Last week on the podcast, I was going to tell a story, but I realized that I was quickly running out of time. I don't like the episodes going too much longer than like 50 minutes, 55 max, but generally I think 45 is a good length. So when I was recording, I sort of started a story and then realized like, nah, I probably don't have time to tell this story. And I'm going to get it up on my phone. So basically I started... If you listen to the podcast keenly with keen ears, you would have just heard me say, I was talking to a girl on Hinge this week, which I was, and I was going to tell a story behind that. Radio Sammy Milne, welcome to the radio family. She's a Patreon, I believe. She said to me, hey, did you just bring up I was talking to a girl on Hinge this week without any further information or context, just to brag? No, I was not doing that. I understand how it appears like I was doing that. I just forgot to cut it out. I do go and do a pass of the podcast and cut out stuff. I just missed it, so it stayed in the podcast, and it would have sounded really weird. A few people picked up on it. So I will tell this story now. It was a pretty stupid story, but I think it's kind of funny if you like the podcast. Essentially, I was talking to this girl on Hinge and she was like, oh, so you do a podcast. Hate it when it comes up on a dating app. Absolutely hate it. Primarily because, I don't know, sometimes on Hinge, Very rarely, by the way. But sometimes someone will be like, hey, it's a Radio Mike. Not in an American accent, because Hinge is a tech-space app. I don't know why I just assume that all women on Hinge have American accents. But yeah, hey, it's Radio Mike. I'm like, yeah. And then I kind of feel weird about it. And I don't know how to respond. But also sometimes people, like, they have no idea who I am. They're like, oh, you do a podcast. What's it about? And I never really know what to say, but I've kind of refined this podcast into being, it's like an audio visual blog of my life. It's an audio or video blog about my life. Sometimes I'm like, I should write a blog. I'd write such a good blog. But then I'm like, this kind of is my blog. This is where I talk about everything that's going on in my life. So I don't know what I would write about in a blog. Let me know if you'd want me to start a blog. And I'll just do a weekly or fortnightly blog post on my website, radiomike.com.au, by the way, buy some merch. So I said to this girl, it's just a podcast about my life. It's pretty generic, to be honest. And she said, oh, I'm going to like sneakily listen to an episode. I was like, okay, sure. I'm not like embarrassed for people to listen to this podcast. I actually think this is a really good podcast. Fuck the haters. And she came back and she sent me a message being like, okay, so I skimmed through one episode and the first thing I heard was, and then this is her saying this, the first thing I heard was, the first breast I ever sucked was not my mother's, which is a terrible indicator of what this podcast is about, because it makes it sound like this podcast is like a typical white guy podcast where all I talk about is like sucking tits and having sex and shit, which I don't at all, because like I'm not, like this podcast is not that at all. But the fact that the one thing she heard was that probably made it sound like that's what like this podcast is, just me talking about fucking and all that stuff, which I, as you know, I almost literally never talk about that stuff on my podcast. Maybe in the blog. There you go. And then I said to her, and longtime listeners of the pod again will know that there was a point, it was earlier this year, in which one of my friends had a baby and I was not breastfed as a child. I was bottle fed as a child. One of my friends had a baby and she offered me to taste her breast milk. And I thought, why the hell not? And I did it and it wasn't very nice. Nothing against her, but it just generally wasn't very nice. So that's the story behind that. And I just thought it was funny that this girl's like, oh, I wonder what this guy's podcast is about. And the first thing that came up was, the first breast I ever sucked was not my mum's. Anyway, that's the story you guys missed out on last week. You guys decide if you think it was good or not. Hey everyone, sorry for this quick interruption, but I just wanted to remind you that this episode of 20th Century Boy is brought to you by Manscaped. At the moment, you can head to manscaped.com and use the code RADIOMIKE for 20% off your next purchase, as well as free shipping. Manscaped are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, and I've been using their products for a couple weeks now, and they are really, really good. Guys, you don't want to cut any part of your downstairs region with any kind of manual razor, okay? It's not good. We've all been there, right? Maybe you're about to go on a date with a girl or a boy and you've shaved your pubes and you've accidentally cut yourself and now you're embarrassed and you might get lucky, you don't know, but you've shaved just in case with a manual razor. Don't do that. I've been there so many times. Use the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. It's waterproof. It reduces the risks of ingrown hairs. It reduces the risks of little nicks. We don't want any of that stuff, right? And can I tell you from my dating experience that women, if you're a man, women enjoy a groomed penis and balls. Just putting it out there, guys. Hey, you might think, oh, Mike, that's not really appropriate to say on the podcast. Yes, it is. It's great dating advice. I cannot stress to you enough how many guys go on dates with women, right? And they have done absolutely no grooming. It's a mess down there. Use the Lawnmower 4.0, clean it up. You're already one step ahead of the rest of the game, right? All these other guys,
They're bloody huge bushes down there. You clean up a little bit down there, you're looking groomed. Girls are impressed by that, right? You want to impress girls. And ladies, you can use it too. Also, your boyfriend will love it. Get it for your boyfriend so he can clean up down there, right? Christmas is coming up. 20% off, code RADIOMIKE, manscaped.com, free shipping, 20% off. It's great. There's also a bunch of other great products there. The Weed Whacker is great if your ears are hairy or your nostrils and nose are hairy. Get all those nose hairs out. Groom yourself, guys. Look better. Be more attractive using Manscaped products, using the code RADIOMIKE. They also have ball toner, ball deodorant for after your shave to make sure they're all looking okay and feeling okay straight after. And they also have the tool shed, which is a travel bag that you can put all your stuff in. You might be going interstate for work or overseas and stuff coming up soon now that borders are opening up. So get yourself some Manscaped stuff. It is really good stuff. I will never go back to a manual razor to shave my balls because it's really hard and I don't want to nick my balls and bleed and then not know what to do because I have to put pants on, but I'm bleeding out of... Anyway, that's way too much info for all of you, I know. But what I'm saying is Manscaped gets rid of all these issues or reduces the risk of all of these issues. Pick it up, manscaped.com, code is RADIOMIKE, no spaces, 20% off and free shipping. Christmas is coming up. This is a great present for guys and girls. Pick it up for your boyfriends or just pick it up for yourself. We know you like to shave down there as well, and this will make it easier. It works on all sets of genitalia. So whoever you are, pick yourself up a lawnmower 4.0 from Manscaped. Back to the show. Couple things I want to talk about on this week's episode in the pop culture sphere. The first thing, though, is I've talked a lot about this show in the past. This is something I kind of want to talk a bit about. I've talked a lot on this podcast in the past about, like, the changing role and nature of comedy in society. And I guess what I want, what I like in comedy and what comedy is now. One of the things that I've said on this podcast is the fact that I don't particularly, not that I don't like it, but I don't think that comedy needs to have any moral or agenda or lesson from it. I feel like these days a lot of comedy, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, it's just not for me, it's not necessarily for me. I don't think that comedy has to have I don't want to go to a comedy show and feel like I'm being lectured about some political issue or social issue. I want to go to a comedy show to laugh about stuff that's funny. And I think that's kind of the origin of, like, my sense of humor. For example, like, I've always said I love Jerry Seinfeld. None of Jerry Seinfeld's comedy is remotely political. It's literally just him making funny observations about stuff in society. It's never about, you know, politics or punching up or punching down or whatever it might be. It's just, I saw this, this was funny to me, and now I'm telling you. I don't have a grab lined up, but I'll find some grab of Jerry's stand-up that I think enunciates this a lot.
Remember when we first got texts? Not really, can't really remember that. I can't either. I mean, I know that we have it. I know we didn't used to have it. I don't know how we got it. I don't remember. Did they tell us we were getting it? Was there an announcement that we're getting it? There was no commercial. I don't remember a commercial. Want some human contact, but kind of had it up to here with people. Try text.
Particularly in Australia, it seems like a lot of comedians really want to have this message and this, like, grand, like, light bulb moment in their shows. But I feel like for me, it's always goofiness and, like, foolishness that I find funny more than anything else. Like, I just want to go to a show and see someone do something goofy. I think that's, like, maybe that's the appeal of a group like Auntie Donna. Like, they're just so goofy. They're so goofy, foolish, fun. No politics, you know, an apolitical show. And I'm definitely not saying that comedy isn't the place to critique society politically, but I just think what I like is just, I just want to laugh at stupid stuff. Ruben Solo, another great example of this. Like, he just does goofy, dumb sketches that are really funny. And I love that.
And then even when I think of Hamish and Andy, who were like, you know, one of my greatest inspirations in terms of getting into radio podcasting and being into comedy, their show was never political in any way. It was literally just hinged on them being foolish, particularly Hamish being like a fool, being like a jester, being a fool, being goofy, not taking everything so seriously and just having fun with the goofiness of life and the silliness of the fact that we're all here. And I was listening to this great podcast. It's called Smartless. It's hosted by three guys, Jason Sudeikis, another guy, and Will Arnett, who many will know as the voice of BoJack Horseman. I love Will Arnett. He's great. And they had Jerry Seinfeld on. I was listening to this episode and Jerry kind of summed up exactly how I felt about all of this. Like, I actually loved what he said, and I just wanted to feature it on the show because I thought it was like, I was like, this is exactly how I feel about it. I don't want to come out of a show being like, oh, that was such a good point. Like, I engage with politics in my personal life. Like, I read articles. Like, I do that. When I go to a show or a comedy, that's me wanting like a break or a relief from all of that, from all of the shit that life throws on you. Here's what Jerry says anyway.
I don't like comedy that's about the big obvious things that we all see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Show me something small that I never noticed and blow it way out of proportion.
Yeah.
Then I'm laughing.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Then
yeah,
I'm laughing.
I think that you're right. Who was it was saying? Somebody recently was talking about this idea that like, when was it that all of a sudden that all comedians had to be philosophers?
Right.
Yeah.
And like, it used to be just about jokes about, you know, that was it. And we've somehow shifted the importance. And it's just not that. Not to say that it's not important to make people laugh. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when George Carlin would talk about how the government doesn't care about you and these big, it wasn't funny to me. It's not funny. When he would talk about the stuff in the suitcase and some little thing that I didn't notice, mm-hmm. it was so funny. Comedians do not change people's opinions.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't, for good or ill. You know, I like Jon Stewart. I never changed my mind about anything after watching a comedian. It's not as much fun to be educated by a comedian as it is to hear about someone's insanity.
Yeah. Right.
That to me is the most calming and liberating feeling when someone reveals their insanity to you and it's funny.
Yeah.
Then we have fun. And I think we need that more than the data.
So I just really loved that. And I was like, oh, I really want to talk about that on the pod. Because I do look at like stuff like when I look at something, the perfect example is in Hamish and Andy, like the impulse club stuff that Hamish does. Like, the joke is Hamish can't stop buying stupid stuff that catches his eye on Instagram ads. So he just buys it and then uses it for 2 seconds and then throws it away. Right. Like, to me, it's like, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong. It seems like now, and sorry, let me get my thoughts together. What I'm specifically not saying is that comedy is just about saying anything to make people laugh and you should be able to say extremely offensive stuff and extremely rude, like extremely offensive stuff, let's say. And it should just be okay because it's just a joke. I don't buy into that. There's a cleverness in foolishness in comedy that I think people don't see, right? And you don't need to say extremely offensive stuff to make people laugh. What I like, Simpsons again, like Simpsons did get political a lot, but a lot of it, especially for kids, is in the slapstick and the randomness of it. Same with like shows like Family Guy. A lot of the fun of that show as a kid is the randomness of it, the sketches or the cutaways that they throw to. Same again with South Park, which definitely does get political. But especially in those sort of early to mid seasons, it's a lot of the comedy of that show, which I touched on last week, a lot of it actually just comes from like the fun of seeing these naive children doing like swearing and not understanding what's going on. And they're really naive but they still swear and say crazy stuff that makes you laugh. I think for me, goofy comedy is where it is. Observational stuff instead of like just trying to make some point and agenda to your audience. I think that's great. I love goofiness and foolishness. And I, the guy doing this podcast, specifically wanted to share that with you. Next segment, Mike. No, I just wanted to bring that to the show. I just thought that was an interesting tidbit. I love Jerry. I think he's genuinely probably, for me, he's one of the best stand-up comedians I've ever seen. I watch his specials and I laugh so much. So many LPMs in his specials. And yeah, I really enjoy his stuff. Like, I genuinely think his stuff is great, and he's really wise and clever in a lot of the interviews I've heard him in. And yeah, I like his kind of no bullshit take on life. Like, his whole shtick is, I'm just saying the stuff that I saw and observed that I found funny, with no underlying philosophy or meaning or anything. And maybe it's because I've always leant into like an existential or kind of nihilist viewpoint of life, where I don't think everything needs to have inherent meaning. In fact, I find very little meaning in anything in life. Like, I don't overanalyze things to the point where I hate like everything happens for a reason, people. Like, no, it doesn't. Or yes, it does, but only because, yeah, literally everything happens for a reason because literally everything has to happen for a reason or nothing happens. So yeah, I love that style. We do have to talk about one of the craziest things that happened this week in Australia, which I just find absolutely phenomenal that this could occur. Famous singer Adele, many of you will know her from such songs as Someone Like You, Rolling in the Deep, and of course, Hello. My first ever actual sketch that I posted on Instagram that got a lot of traction was this funny Adele Hello video. Go scroll down on my Instagram. I look very young in it. You'll probably find it. It's me talking on a phone. Anyway, Adele's put out a new album. It's called 30. Congratulations, Adele. Love it. Great. And Channel 7, a network here in Australia, pays, I think, like upward of $1 million for exclusive access to a bunch of Adele press and performances to broadcast on TV. And so, in order to do this, they sent an entertainment reporter over to London specifically to interview Adele about her brand new album. Now, when he gets to London to interview Adele, he sits down for the interview and she asks him what he thought of the new album, to which he responds, "I haven't listened to the album," which is a remarkable level of like balls to just say to Adele, your album goes for 55 minutes. I flew over from Australia to London, which takes a long time, like let's say maybe 20 hours with stopovers, and I didn't even listen to one of the songs from your album. I just thought I'd show up and wing it. I find that so hilarious because it's like, you know, you had one job. Your one job was to spend 55 minutes listening to the Adele album. Your one job was to spend 55 minutes listening to Adele's new album. So when you went to interview her, you could talk about her album and talk about the music and talk about what's been happening in her life and how that influenced her music and stuff like that. And I guess to me, it, like, whatever, this guy, he shouldn't be fired or anything. And like, I'm not trying to stack on to, I think his name's Matt Doran, whatever. It's just funny. Like I think he said he missed the link to the album, but there was like, you're on a flight for like, I don't know, I think it's like 15 hours just to get to like the Middle East, like just to do a stopover in Dubai before you fly over to London. You could have listened to the album 15 times, but you didn't even listen to it once. You didn't even listen to one song on the album. And then you look at her in the eye after traveling halfway across the world and say, "I didn't listen to your album." It's like I actually, like, again, not putting myself in any way next to Adele, but like sometimes I do, people ask me to be on their podcast. So I recorded the podcast with two guys the other week, which I'll plug once it's out. I'm not sure if it's out yet though. And when I went on, like, I don't expect much, but like they actually like had, they knew so much about me, which I was really surprised about. Like they were just asking me stuff and they were like, oh, I didn't know you did that. Or, sorry, they were just asking me stuff and I was like, I didn't know you knew that. Oh, how do they know that? Like just stuff about my work and what I'd been doing, because they probably actually took some time to do any research about me. And I feel really good about that. And but I personally wouldn't care if someone knew nothing about me but just wanted to chat. What I would care about though is if like I was Adele and I had just released a new album where I'd poured my heart and soul into my music and the guy interviewing me hadn't even listened to it. It's like if you went to do a movie press junket and you hadn't even seen the movie. like, what do you talk about? What are you going to talk about? Maybe it's also me because I love music and I really get into the music I'm into. Like, I haven't listened to the new Adele album yet. I admit that. But Adele, if you want to do an interview with me, I will listen to the album and we can talk about it. I promise. Found this absolutely remarkable. He got suspended from his job for like 2 weeks, which I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. I definitely think it's really funny. Like more than anything, I think it's funny. It's such a like, it's like I'm flying all the way across the world. Have I got everything? Yeah, I've got my passport. Yep, I've got my phone. Cool. Yep, just on the plane chilling, might watch a couple movies. Is there anything else I had to do? Oh, I swear there's not. And then maybe he got to the Adele interview and was like, oh, shit, I was supposed to listen to the album. I haven't. Anyway, thought that was remarkable. Another thing in pop culture land that I found remarkable this week. Meghan Markle has done a brand new exclusive interview with someone in the media. And I was dumbfounded at who she chose would be the person she would do the exclusive interview with, because, and I'm like, when it comes to the Meghan Markle and the royal family debacle, that rhymes, the Meghan Markle and the royal family debacle, I find I'm not taking sides, don't care, not my business. I care so little about the royal family. Like, I can't stress enough how little I give a fuck about the royal family. I have no idea why they're a thing. I like would care so little if I was in the same room with the Queen. I would just be like, g'day, how you doing? She'd be like, oh, bow to me, do a curtsy for me, I am your majesty. And I'd be like, I'm not going to bow for you. You're a person. Anyway, I think kings and queens in 2021 are ridiculous, so I'm not getting involved in that. But what I do find hilarious in this whole Meghan Markle debacle is the fact that out of all the people who would have done an exclusive with Meghan Markle, she chooses to do her tell-all exclusive interview with Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres, aka the woman who has had probably the worst PR scandal in the world in the last year or two, aside any politicians. Ellen DeGeneres, the person who was, like, I didn't even know Ellen DeGeneres was still doing her show. How on earth is she going out there facing everyone, knowing that everyone thinks she's really mean now? I couldn't do it, right? And I just thought it was crazy that of all the people Meghan Markle could have done an interview with, she chose Ellen. She's going, oh, you know who I really want to talk with? Ellen. And people are like, why do you want to talk to her? Her show's like failing because no one likes her anymore because apparently she sucks heaps. Like, are you sure you want to go on? You sure you want to go on Ellen? Yeah, no, I love Ellen. She's awesome. I cannot understand on any level. I'm stunned. Stunned that Ellen is still doing the show. Stunned. I looked up Ellen's Wikipedia article just to like do some background research on this. You know what her next career move is? This isn't a joke. She started a record label. So Ellen finishes up the talk show career after getting cancelled. And then she's like, you know what I've just always wanted to do? Start a record label. And that's what she's going to do now. Run a record label. A record label of all things. I don't know. People are so weird. Like Meghan Markle going on Ellen is just totally unfathomable. I don't understand it. Anyway, if you've watched it, let me know what you thought. If you think it's as crazy as I think it, also let me know what you thought. Okay, just before we wrap up, I want to talk. I've been watching a couple new TV shows on Netflix, and I really want to rave about them both because I think they're both really good. And it's not Tiger King season 2. I watched the first episode of that and I thought it was terrible. But started watching the live action Cowboy Bebop show on Netflix. If you are unfamiliar with this, which many of you maybe are, Cowboy Bebop was an anime, which is a Japanese cartoon, that went for like 22 episodes. And it's really cool. It's about, like, if you're into science fiction, it's really cool. It's about this sort of bounty hunter, almost like a Han Solo type dude. He's a bounty hunter in space who is on this ship called the Bebop, and he goes around and does bounty hunter stuff. But it's also like, A lot of the fun of the show is just the characters kind of lounging around, chilling, chatting about life. And they've turned it into a live action American sort of remake. And a lot of the time, if you are into this kind of thing, you will know that that's almost notoriously been an unsuccessful thing to do. For example, Dragon Ball Evolution, the American live action remake of Dragon Ball, the anime, is one of the worst films I've ever seen. Fails to capture any of the spirit of the show and is just awful. But then, and Cowboy Bebop has gotten really mixed reviews from critics. People are saying it's not good, but I gotta say, I actually think it's incredible. It really captures, because the thing about anime is it's really stylistic. Like the comic book, the manga style animation is always really stylistic. A lot of the sound effects are really stylized. The movements and what the characters do are really... there's a vibe to an anime, and I think that's really hard to translate, one, into live action, and two, into an American adaptation. But I actually really think, and I encourage you to watch it. It might be a little bit jarring at first, but this live action remake, the way they're using the same music as in the original or similar music to the original, and the characters look very similar to the original without it looking weird. It's really good. It's so stylized and fun and entertaining. And it's got this amazing, like, jazz club kind of soundtrack, even in the, even in fight scenes and stuff. I really enjoy it. I think they've done such a good job capturing the spirit of the original. People will probably disagree with that, but I actually think, vibe-wise, aesthetically, stylistically, it's great. I'm only a couple episodes in, but I've really been liking it. The other thing I've been enjoying on Netflix is another Korean drama, which is called Hellbound. I think there's a big push now for Korean TV on Netflix after the success of Squid Game, and I've really enjoyed the first couple episodes of Hellbound as well, which is basically this, like, it's six episodes, I think, and it's like this detective drama about, it's like a fantasy in which spirits appear to people and say, you have been sentenced to hell, you will die in 5 days. And then these angels come to Earth and kill them and burn their bodies and send them to hell. And they're trying to do like some investigation into this cult and whether or not they're involved and stuff. And that's been really cool as well. So I just wanted to recommend those two things. Let me know if you've watched them. Also, feel free to recommend anything that you have been enjoying. I always like new recommendations. But yeah, Cowboy Bebop and Hellbound, two really great shows on Netflix that I think you should definitely check out. Okay, we're just about done for this episode, so let's do this.
The plug!
Alrighty, we have a couple things to plug this week. Thank you to everyone who checked out Mike Talks last week with Jackie Hatton. Heaps of fun. Jackie is hilarious on that, and great comments here from Radio Dannenbort. He said, Jesus, this episode goes so rogue. Love it. Nearly jerked off dick is probably the funniest thing I've ever heard. That's a joke that comes up on the show. Jackie's hilarious, told a bunch of stories about her adventures playing a Sims 4 sex mod. This week, though, I have another Mike Talks lined up for you. Very different vibe, but I hope you'll check it out. This week's episode is with a guy called Alex Moses. He is the lead singer of the Australian punk band Columbus, as well as doing his own solo stuff. I have been a huge fan of the band Columbus. I think I've talked about them briefly on this podcast before. I followed him on TikTok and he followed me back, and then I got in touch with him because I was like, dude, I love your music. And I fanboy a bit, but it's actually really interesting. It's not as laugh heavy, but he's a really fun guy. We talk a lot about what it's like to be a musician and by extension a creative in 2021, and how often you're keeping yourself busy with lots of jobs to sustain your creative passions, which is similar for me with podcasting and music, as well as just like, if you're into music, he's a great guy who speaks a lot about his inspirations for music. It's a really great Australian punk band, as we discuss. And he was really generous to give up his time to chat to me, which was super fun. I had a great time and I loved just telling stories about how much his music meant to me, because it's not like every day you can meet someone and they've written a song that really spoke to you that you've listened to like 300 times. So that was really cool for me. And yeah, I would love for you to check it out. Here's a teaser. Can I ask, like, what was going through your head and what was going on in your life when you were writing that album?
Sometimes you just write songs about your life, and if other people connect with them, that's so cool. Back then, I guess I was an angrier kid. Like, I was angstier, and I think I was going through a hard time. I was in a relationship that was kind of ending, and I think I was also in a weird place mentally. I mean, in your early 20s, there's so much confusing stuff going on with like love and relationships, and then like, what are you doing with your life and then like, and stuff. And being in a band doesn't really offer too much security.
I think that's another thing that a lot of listeners of this podcast will get a lot out of. There's a lot of chat about being really lost in your early 20s, not really knowing what to do, especially if you're a creative. Again, he was in a band. I was doing community radio. We kind of bond over that. And if you like bands like Blink 182, Jimmy Eat World, Green Day, like punk bands like that, you know, Rise Against, all those kind of bands, you'll really like Columbus. And I hope you check this one out. Even if you don't know the band, all these Mike Talks I think are really fun and I love doing them. So definitely check it out. As well as that, Harry Potter and the Boys, we are very close to starting book 2 now. I ran out of time to do a bonus ep this week that's wrapping up the first book, so I'm going to do that a little bit later this week, probably tomorrow from the release. Binge listen to the first season of Harry Potter and the Boys now. It is so funny with heaps of amazing guests. Cannot wait to launch into book 2. Go and explore the YouTube channel, bunch of content there, Radio Mike, subscribe, give some videos some comments or thumbs up. I would really appreciate that too. I think that's more or less it. Of course, the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike, Instagram, radio.mike, TikTok, that's it. We want to try really hard to get to 10,000 TikTok followers by the end of the year. 10,000, we are currently on 8,900, so we do need 1,100. It might not happen, but we really want it to happen. And as an incentive to make it happen, whoever is the 10,000th follower on my TikTok will win a prize. And also, the top comment on this TikTok, I will do whatever is said in that. Whatever is in the top comment of this TikTok, because I'll get Pat to make a TikTok out of this, I will do whatever it says, except for eating my own hat. I'm not going to eat a hat. Anyway, so go and follow the TikTok. We put clips up there. Pat puts a lot of effort into him. Again, the Patreon goes into paying Pat to do the fantastic work he does. Thank you so much for listening, guys. That's pretty much it. Buy a shirt. Support the show however you can. Tell a friend. Leave a review. Again, that's the best way. Leave a review. Pushes us up on Apple. Just give it 5 stars, preferably 5. We do accept 4. We don't accept 3 or under. Give them to another podcast. But yeah, leave a review. Whatever you can do to support the show would mean the world to me. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for listening. My name's been Radio Mike. This podcast has been the inside of my mind. Don't block the MDF. I'm a very kind young man, and some of your older staff could learn a lot from me. don't lie to me because I'll see you. And if I do see you, I'll see you in the Dream Factory tonight. And also, will Kennedy finish your farm project? And as well as that, oh my God, guys, you got a second Yahtzee. See you later. Video exclusive thing happening right now. I did the robot. Check it out. See you guys. This episode of 20th Century Boy was sponsored by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Head to manscaped.com and use the code RADIOMIKE for 20% off your next purchase and free worldwide shipping. That's code RADIOMIKE with no spaces for 20% off your next purchase at manscaped.com. Thanks for listening. Now go and shave your bloody balls. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.